This morning, we have a guest joining us here in our studios to talk a little bit about a health issue that has popped up here locally lately. Cass Health Chief Operating Officer Amanda Beierlein is in with us this morning, and specifically, we want to talk a little bit about measles, because that has become a thing all of a sudden here locally. Amanda, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it very much. Are you dealing with a lot of measles cases locally?
We are not. To the best of our knowledge, there are no current active measles cases in Cass County. We know that there are surrounding counties and areas who are dealing with active measles cases. Cass Health just felt the need to make sure that we were prepared and that our community was prepared with the information everyone needs to keep themselves safe and well.
So are we seeing a trend or more of that here across the state of Iowa?
There are now confirmed cases of measles in the state of Iowa. It's been months in the making. Measles outbreaks have kind of popped up around the nation over the course of the last probably 6 months. And as we know, usually those things work their way in from the coast. And it is officially now here in Iowa. I have not looked at Iowa data in about a week, but we were just shy of 20 cases in southwest Iowa, or the population that we're watching closely.
Yeah. It seemed like for the longest time, we kind of thought measles was something we just don't talk about anymore because the vaccination rates were so high and we had a lot of success in eradicating a lot of that. It seems like we're starting to kind of see some of these things creep back up on us again.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. What we know about the measles vaccine historically is that one vaccine is 93% effective, two vaccines is 97% effective. Vaccination rates in Cass County are lower than state and national averages. Whether specific to MMR or other childhood vaccines, we hover between probably 82 and 87%. And that we've seen that number decline for all vaccinations since COVID. Certainly, COVID created a phenomenon of vaccination hesitancy. And that was a very uncertain time, right? We were navigating waters that none of us had ever seen before, and we've all learned from it since in very positive ways. And with the proposed vaccination schedule change at the federal level, people are beginning to question. One of the components that just in our preparation in the last 2 weeks or so, I have been able to speak with our primary care providers. And for anyone who is in support of an alternative vaccination schedule or is looking to provide just specific vaccines to their children, that's supported by our medical staff. It's not a one-size-fits-all type of intervention. It really is a conversation that needs to happen with each patient, person, family, and their medical provider.
Mm-hmm. Measles, as I recall from my early days, is highly contagious. You have one case, active case, it could spread very rapidly through the population. So it's important to stay on top of this.
Sure. Yeah. Measles is airborne. So that means it can fly through the air. It doesn't necessarily have to be you touch bodily fluids from a person with a positive measles case, or even get coughed on. It can be transmitted much more easily than that. So the thing about measles and most other illnesses, right, you're usually carrying the virus before you see the symptoms, and that is when you are contagious, and you may not know it. Unfortunately, that exists with almost every virus. You're infected, and you may not be symptomatic immediately. Those symptoms in the case of measles usually present about 3 to 7 days after exposure.
Sure. Decades ago, when some of us were children, we didn't even think about measles. It really wasn't an issue. Chickenpox, yeah, we did that, but measles wasn't really even a thing. So is this kind of a generational thing?
You know, I haven't looked a lot at a lot of the science behind it other than just the vaccination rates. Mm-hmm. We have seen those on the decline. And that's a really good question, actually, to look at it on a worldwide level. Where are these measles coming from? How are they transmitting? And how many cases are in vaccinated people as compared to unvaccinated? I can say that in the state of Iowa, in our region, one or two of the known cases are in a vaccinated population. Again, to the best of my knowledge, no major serious illness or deaths at this point.
I guess a lot of us tend to think of measles as being a childhood thing too. Is there more risk to an elderly population?
As with any virus, there is risk with immunocompromised, and sometimes that comes with age and diagnoses. Unfortunately, I think we all know that the older we get, you may get a couple more diagnoses. The big risk with measles is in the unvaccinated population. The vaccination was previously given initially between 12 and 18 months. In this state of measles outbreak, we can give what we call a dose zero, and that can be given as soon as a child is 6 months old. And then the rest of the schedule will carry on per usual standards. So it actually requires then three doses if you elect to get your child just over the age of 6 months vaccinated.
Sure. I know, Amanda, especially in political circles at times, but in society in general over the last few years, we've seen more and more discussion about vaccinations and things. What's the right and wrong? What's the best path for people to take?
The best path really is to have those conversations with your healthcare providers. We have patients all the time come to us with questions. Do I have to do this? What do you recommend? Show me the research. And that's what we're here for as the local healthcare provider, is to provide our communities with the information they need to feel comfortable with the decisions that can only be made in that very close relationship with your healthcare provider.
Sure. Well, and I assume at Cass Health you take something like the measles very seriously. So from an institutional standpoint, what are you doing to prepare in case something like this would happen locally?
Sure. So Cass Health is equipped with what we call negative pressure rooms. And that is a component of our space that we had pre-COVID. During the COVID pandemic, as the community knows, we underwent a big remodel. As a part of that remodel, we dedicated an entire department to negative air pressure. So essentially what that means is we can turn on a button and it pulls the air out faster and filters it and minimizes exposure for anyone inside the building, and there's no exposure outside of the building. But again, that has to be, exposure only happens in shared space. And what Cass Health really needs the community to know is if you think you've been exposed, and there is a great map available online at the state to let you know where current outbreaks are occurring. But if you think you've been exposed and you are demonstrating symptoms, call us first. We have risk assessment tools that we will very literally walk and talk our patients through questions and score each one of those questions. Based on that evidence-based tool, then we will sort populations and exposures into no risk, low risk, medium risk, high risk. Mm-hmm. At that point, then we work with the state if we do have a medium or a moderate risk or a high risk as to next steps. The most important thing people can do, unless they are immediately ill and need emergency care, is to contact their healthcare provider before presenting to our building.
We've all learned a lot over the last few years about viruses and what have you. At what point do we just stay home and stay away from people, or maybe head up to the hospital?
So I think if you're speaking in generalities, we all have to live life, right? It's, if there's something maybe we learned from COVID, it's to find moderation and not live in fear, but be logical and thoughtful in how am I feeling? What are my symptoms like? Is this something I can work through at home? Is this something I know that I need medical care for? And have I been exposed? Using that map that's available to all of us, and it's updated multiple times throughout the day, I generally like to say, let logic prevail. If this is a cold, if I wouldn't have gone to the doctor for this outside of a measles era, should I be going to the doctor for it now? And if the answer is still yes, and you have any of those symptoms, they look, you know, respiratory in nature, oftentimes a rash, which presents a little bit later, please do call us and we will make sure you're routed correctly to experts that we have inside of the building.
From a public health standpoint, should we report it even if we don't seek medical care?
So Cass Health has been very involved at the state level to understand what does the state need from us right now as a community and region, how can we all help at the state level? The state is asking that things stay local so that they do not become overwhelmed, and they've already experienced that to some extent. You can certainly, a patient can certainly call the organization and say, hey, here's what I'm thinking. We'll walk and talk you through it. We never discourage people from making that contact, and we actually have a dedicated line and very specific process to be able to answer those questions for people.
It's nice to stay on top of trends and patterns and things like that, just to be prepared. Well, now we talked about vaccines a little bit, and many of us, you know, we got those vaccines when we were young. Some did not. So is there a certain age where it's still appropriate? Is there a time when it's really not necessary? Anyway, tell us, if you haven't been vaccinated as a child, what would you have to do now?
You simply, if you are not feeling ill, have no exposure, no symptoms, you can come into our immunization room and get vaccinated. We've got protocols in place that allow patients to walk in without being seen necessarily by a physician to make sure that their immunizations are up to date. Even if you are unsure, you're welcome to call in and check on those things. There's a statewide system called the IRIS system. So any healthcare professional has the ability to log in and see everyone's vaccination record, whether up to date or behind. There are occasional opportunities for boosters, or if you are a person you know who has only had one vaccination, absolutely, let's do the second.
All right, very good. So if anybody has any questions whatsoever about the MMR vaccine or about just measles in general, they can always reach out.
That's what we're here for.
I think we've made that very clear. Very good. Amanda Beierlein is a Cass Health Chief Operating Officer and in with us this morning to talk about an important health issue. Amanda, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us and trusting Cass Health with the wellness of our community.